Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everybody. It's podcast number 5, I think.
Four?
No, 5. I think it's number 5. Oh, my God. 5. That's kind of exciting. It's super exciting. Anyway, it's the number 2 podcast of the 21-Day Fix. So this podcast, I am 1 week in. Lynn is starting right after this, and I think Jeannie's a couple away from starting. So Lynn and Jeannie are also on this podcast with me, and we talk about my first week. It was a lot easier than I thought. I'm still doing the basic 21-Day Fix. I'm still doing the workouts every day, and I'm still eating pretty much the same, but I have a big cheat day on Sunday, and it's really working out for me. It was a really easy lifestyle change that has been real successful. So I hope you enjoy listening to us talk about it and are so inclined to join me on this path. It's been really positive. And in the episode prior, we had talked about kind of what we thought the cause of this weight gain was, or why we're holding on to weight. And Jeannie had said she thought it was exhaustion. So in between the two podcasts, I read Arianna Huffington's book called Sleep Revolution. There's a link to it on wifeotp.com. And in that book, she introduces an 888 theory, which I found so fascinating. So listen to the podcast so you can learn what the 888 theory is. That has really changed the way I feel about my day-to-day stuff that I'm responsible for, i.e. taking out the garbage, doing the dishes, picking kids up, walking dogs, taking care of chickens. It really shifted my paradigm. So that 888 theory is really awesome. So yeah, listen up. Listen for that in this podcast. I'm almost finished with a book that I'm reading that I want to have a book club about for my podcast as a show. It's called Drive. It's by Daniel Pink. And it's really a book for people who, in my opinion, so far, I'm almost finished with it. It seems to be really a book about managing people or not managing people so that they can manage themselves. But I'm trying to apply it to parenting because parenting is basically the management of people. So, and it's been really, really interesting. He talks about intrinsic versus extrinsic rewards and what is more successful and what gives you long-term life satisfaction. It's been really cool. So if you want, pick up Drive. It's going to be several podcasts before we actually do that book club, so you'll have plenty of time to read it and listen along. All right, so Wife of the Party, number 5. I hope you enjoy. Please send me emails at wifeotp.com. I have a thought for the day there. I have links to the books I've been reading. And thank you so much for all the comments. I read every single email, and I try to respond to all of them. And I save the ones I want to address later, like by having that topic on a podcast. So thank you so much for reaching out. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy episode 5.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
What happened with your gardener, Lynn?
We just continuously had this problem. They put it in. It looked great. We said, our number one concern is we put these borders in and we're like, we don't want them to raise. Uh-huh. And we're like, if they're going to raise, we don't want them.
Right.
No, they're going to be fine.
Are you talking about plants?
No, these are like the borders for the plants. Because, you know, like my front yard is very square, linear, whatever.
It is very linear, yes.
So.
It's very low water.
And that's like, okay, we want that because we want to keep the rocks in, apart from the tan bark, whatever neurotic things I have. And then they put a, they put a drip system in.
Uh-huh.
Well, the drip system keeps blowing out. It doesn't, like my plants keep dying. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, how many times? So we've had him come out 3 times. Finally, Eric's like, no, not your guy, you. So it comes out last week. And he goes, okay, great. Okay, I'll fix this. I'll do this. Buy more plants and I'll plant them in. I'll clean up the backyard. Great. So as I'm literally walking out the door, Eric's like, gardener's here. Because like, he didn't hit the button or whatever, so I didn't know he was here. So I go out there and he goes, okay, so I just repaired this and that. I said, okay, great. He's like, what else do I need to do? And I was like, didn't Javier tell you? He's like, no. I was like, well, I need these borders. They're coming up. He's like, yeah, I can't do anything about that. And I said, he's like, well, if I push on them, then I'm going to break the drip system. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. So at first I was polite. Then I got pissed. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. We talked to Javier. He said he was going to fix it, that he would fix it. Well, see, the drip system's underneath. And I said, well, then that's a dumb design.
Right.
And I said, and, you know, my flower beds over there or my vegetable garden, he's like, it's two different soils. And I go, okay, but it's still not getting water.
Right.
He's like, no, it's two different soils. It's getting water. It's getting water. And he starts digging through it. And I was like, that's not much water come out to keep my plants alive.
Right.
And you guys put it in knowing what I was going to do, knowing it was going to be a vegetable garden and this is going to be strawberries and this is going to, I was like, you guys knew that.
Right.
He goes, well, Javier only told me I need to do that one replacement. I'm like, but the other line's busted too. And I was like, look, I don't know what to tell you. I said, this is all the stuff I need to be fixed. Call Javier. I'm calling my husband and you guys can figure it out. Because when Javier was here, he knew exactly what we were supposed to do. So if something got lost along the way, I said, I'm late for an appointment. I got to go.
Oh, no. I hate it when that happens.
But he's like, no, see, the dirt's wet. I said, that's fine.
But the plants are dying at the end of the day. Yeah. So does it matter if it's wet?
And he's like, look. And he's like throwing dirt up. And I'm like, I don't care. My plants are dead.
Right.
He's like, well, he didn't say anything about planting new plants. I'm like, I fucking went out of my way to go to Home Depot to get stupid plants because you were supposed to be here last Wednesday. And now I had all these plants sitting in the containers for, you know, a week, or not quite a week, but whatever.
Long enough.
Well, yeah.
Well, the point is, you know, it's really frustrating when you have explained something really clearly and there's an understanding and then someone else shows up and they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we just remodeled our house and I did not have that experience with Sean.
Good.
Ever.
Because he's about to do ours.
I know, because he's about to do Jeannie's house. But we just built this pool and the pool was fine. The barbecue was a nightmare.
But it's done now, right?
It's done now. Yeah. But I was like, 30-minute arguments, exactly like you're talking about, in circles. With this, I mean, this one electrician came, and I was the GFI kept tripping when the LED lights go on. Well, I know enough to know the LED lights are really low voltage, so there's no way that that's tripping the GFI. There's no way.
Right.
And he keeps going, just happens with outdoor GFIs. And I kept going, so you're telling me I have 1, 2, 3, 4 other GFIs that never trip. But this one's just going to happen?
Yeah,
it just happens. So there's nothing you can do to fix it. No, there's nothing you... And I finally said, I believe that you believe what you're saying, but I do not believe what you are saying. I do not believe that. You have got to try something. You cannot leave here and just say, sucks for you that every time you want to use the lights, you got to push the GFI. I'm not accepting that. So if I have to hire another electrician and send the bill to the pool guy, that's fine. But I can't accept that because I have so many GFIs in this house. Well, the ones that are recently made are all from China and they don't work.
Ugh.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I just redid my whole house. I have GFIs inside and outside everywhere.
Was your dad in town when this happened?
Yes. And my dad, was pacing around the guy, just pacing around. He was dying to jump in and he kept going, you were doing just fine. You were doing just fine. I just kept thinking, this guy's full of shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about. That guy's totally full of shit. So he just kept circling in his little overalls.
Yeah.
And so he's like, pick a saw up and use a saw.
Like his apron.
And he was in his apron, right? Yeah. He was dying. But finally, the guy said to me, well, you know, maybe I'll just put a new GFI in this time. And I was like, what? So he put a used GFI in the first place.
And when he put the new one in, it worked.
Works fine.
Totally.
No problem. Yeah, and I was like, for 30 minutes that I can't get back of my life, oy, I've argued with you standing there telling me there's nothing you can do. I mean, you don't have to be in construction any length of time to know that that was complete bullshit.
Right.
It's so frustrating when you have to deal with that. And it's such a waste of time.
When it was first done, it was perfect. It was level.
Yeah.
Had no problem. Now all of a sudden it's up and it's because of the drip system. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
It seems like it's just dirt eroding, pushing it up. Like the dirt settling and pushing it up probably.
I don't know.
I don't know
but
either.
We specifically went over this and we're like, well, then we don't, we'll do a different design if that's what's going to happen. Oh, no, no, it's fine. It's fine. Mm, yeah. Dumbass.
That happens a lot, I think.
Yeah. All right, so Leanne, 1 week. How many pounds have you done?
I'm holding at 6.
Wow.
I lost 6 pounds.
That's
really
great.
Fast.
That's almost a pound a day.
It's almost a pound a day.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. I have a lot to say about this, actually.
Are you already, like, feeling a difference?
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, my jeans are looser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sorry, Halston. My boobs are smaller.
Woohoo!
So
that's awesome.
It is awesome. And it was a lot easier than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be really frustrating to the food part, not the workout part. That's super easy. It's 30 minutes.
Right.
I have it in a routine down that works. It took me like 2 days to get it all up and running, but it was a way easier than I thought it would
be. Are you just doing it in your living room?
I'm doing it in my living room.
And after the first 2 days of workouts, did they get easier?
Sort of. Okay. Like
it doesn't get easier, you get better.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, the muscles.
That's what she says. That's what muscles, she says on the.
Yeah.
Thing.
Well, the muscles, I guess, start getting used to being used, and so they don't get as sore.
I'm not sore now. Mm-hmm. I was sore for probably 4 days. Like
those
I cannot walk.
Fucking surrenders.
They're ridiculous.
They are the hardest things ever, and they don't look when you are watching. Like, yeah, this is easy. And even when I first started doing it, I was like, this isn't so hard, until I got to like the 45-second mark, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
And then the next day when I couldn't actually sit on a toilet.
Yeah. It's
like,
pretty
those
bad.
Were really hard.
They were really hard. And I was sore for about 4 days, but the surrenders have not come back yet.
Oh, yay. So they're only in one? They're only in
so far, they're only in the first one. I think she goes.
That's really mean. To
bam.
In the
first one. I think the first one, she's like 2x4 to the head.
But
bam.
I think that she scares maybe people off with that first one.
You know, that's a good point. Don't be scared off is the lesson.
Stick with it. They don't come back yet.
It will come back around. But there's a Beachbody On Demand app.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. I've been like on my online, on my computer, and then putting my computer to Apple TV. And then Bert was like, just do it on the app. It's so much easier. So that was awesome. There's also an app called 21 Day Tracker. That has been really key for me. So the first Sunday, I started Monday last week. Sunday, I sat down and planned every meal all 7 days. She has this one sheet per day kind of chart. So it will tell you at the top how much you need of each container. Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of plan your day to make sure you have all your containers. Mm-hmm. After I did that whole week, and then when I started actually doing the week meals, I was so helpful, because then I was like, well, I don't want that today, let me flip through another day and see what I can replace that with that's the same containers.
Right.
So it was like figuring out a few puzzle pieces, mm-hmm, that all fit together
and that were satisfying,
and that was satisfying
food wise. Yeah.
Yes. And then I on the tracker, it allows you check off when you work out. At the top, you put in your day, weight for the day. You check off when you work out, and then you log not what you've eaten, but the containers you've consumed throughout the day. So so you can see what's left as your day goes on. You go, oh, because like last night. Yesterday, I had an off-schedule day. I had like a Girl Scout meeting here at 10, and it threw my whole day off, which was fine. I was able to do all the pieces of my day just in weird order, so I lost track of my food. But I'd been putting it in my tracker, and by the end of the day, I was like, oh, wow, I have to eat 2 proteins, 2 vegetables, and a carb. So I actually have to have kind of like a big dinner. So I haven't been eating much all day,
right?
And I hadn't really realized it. I think now that I've done this for a week, I'm eating more food than I used to eat, but I'm eating healthier food, mm-hmm, than I used to eat. And I think what I did was I would wait until I was totally starving, mm-hmm, and then I would eat like a sandwich, and for dinner I would have pasta, and I just get so overloaded with the wrong stuff.
But it doesn't seem like when you're eating it, like you're just eating a meal. It's not like you're snacking. Just so it doesn't feel bad, but it's maybe not the right like balance of what you're supposed to be eating.
That's right. I was eating too much carb, not enough protein. The amount of protein I'm eating, I'm like, are you kidding?
And you feel really full.
I feel really full. I had 2 days, day 4 and 5, where I was starving all day. I don't know if it was like a psychological reaction to this shift in nutrients, mm-hmm. or if it was withdrawal from sugar or what was happening. But those 2 days, I was like, I'm going to eat my hat. I was so freaking hungry and I kept going. But
you're also working out, burning a lot.
Right.
That makes you hungry.
It makes you hungry. But day 6 and 7,
fine.
It was totally fine. Not hungry at all.
They were the weekend and you were really busy too.
No, I was busy. That one day I was running from place to place to place to place, and I packed my snack, I ate my lunch, I did everything I was supposed to do, and by 5 o'clock I said to Bert, I cannot make it to 6:30. I am actually going to eat something upholstered. I mean, I have got to take some portion out of dinner and eat it now or I'm going to die. And I did that the next day too.
You did.
It was Wednesday, Thursday. So yeah. I guess it was 3-4. What workouts
were on Wednesday and Thursday?
You know, I don't remember.
But it could have been. That's about right for like your body kind of accepting what you're doing. And
maybe, yeah. Lower body was the first day that I was really hungry.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day that I was really hungry, it might have been a Pilates fix. Hmm. Maybe. But I think it was my body going like, hold on. Yeah. I was cool for 3 days. Right. But now
we're really doing this, aren't we?
Right. I'm not happy about it. Yeah. But Bert keeps saying, your skin looks so much better.
Oh, my gosh,
your face looks so much better. You look better.
That's great.
So, and I feel like, I mean, 6 pounds is a lot.
That is. For 1 week, that's amazing.
For 1 week, and I only have about, well, like 12 pounds to lose. 12, 15, maybe.
So, what are the foods that you're enjoying the most that you're eating?
She has a couple salads that I really like. One is like a wilted spinach chicken salad with some red onions.
Yeah.
Really good. And then there's another salad that she has is a cilantro lime chicken on black-eyed peas, red peppers, and onions.
Oh.
Really good. And they when you make her recipe, it's 3 portions. So you
have it 3 days.
Exactly. So you just pack it up. There's 3 lunches or a lunch and dinner, whatever you want to eat it as.
And where did you find that recipe?
Online on the 21dayhub.com.
Oh.
So she has a lot of recipes. I thought she would have like day plans, like here's a day.
Yeah.
But she did not. And I was frustrated by that because I was like, I just want a day.
What to do.
I just want to cheat. Give me a whole day.
You just want to be told what to do. This is it.
Yeah.
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 But that didn't happen. But I guess in the long run is really good because then if I could figure it out myself now, then I could figure it out forever. Mm-hmm. But if I just took her day and didn't have to figure it out, then it may be harder once this is over. But I said to Bert last night, the cool thing about this is I think by the end of 21 days, I'll be in a really good workout routine, whether I stay on her videos or not. I have it the time of day. I have it, you know, I know what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I can do it every day. I've done it every day. If I need to do it 7 days a week, I can, because 1 day a week for hers is like a 10-minute ab workout.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a recovery day, but you're not doing nothing.
Right.
You know, and that makes, then and I was like, I can
every
do that.
Day you're walking, like you're doing, you're still
yeah, I walk
doing,
the dogs yeah, and I'm yeah. an active person. Yeah. That was never a problem, but, right. but I was like, I can, now I'm starting to see, like last night Bert made homemade chicken noodle soup, but I said, just make the broth and put the noodles on the side and we could add what we want. Well, I was in such a deficit last night of carbs that I was like, you know what? Pasta's not on the list, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same container amount and eat the right amount of everything. And then in the long run, when I'm back just in normal life, that's what I'll do.
Right.
Instead of scooping up indiscriminately a big bowl of soup, to be a little more controlled with
portion sizes.
Yes, that and the carb portion of that portion, you know, instead of it just being all equal.
Right.
It would be just less. And it was really good. I was really full. And so I'm enjoying that. And that PB fix that you told me about is awesome.
Yeah.
I have been mixing that in yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I never even thought about
oh
that.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
So you just put the powder into like a plain yogurt and you get a peanut butter yogurt.
Peanut butter yogurt. Mm-hmm.
Yum.
Yep. So I've been eating yogurt.
And
Greek
you can actually even just do it though and like dip an apple in it. Or,
totally.
Yeah.
With yogurt, you mm-hmm. mean?
No, with the just like
oh,
if
to
you
make
mix
cream.
It and actually make the peanut butter.
Right, right.
You can just dip. I used to dip apples in it. Or celery or something.
I haven't tried that. But yeah, apples and peanut butter is a snack on this plan. I don't know if you know what this is, Lynn, but there's this powdered peanut butter.
It's called PB2. You can get it at Costco, but I used to buy it online too if I didn't have time to go to Costco. But it's a big Weight Watcher thing. Like that's how I found
oh,
out.
Oh, really?
About it.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Everyone at Weight Watchers uses it because it's so high protein, mm-hmm. but you just mix water with it or you can just as a powder, like put it in your shake and it just adds a ton of protein and not a lot of calories. So it fills you up.
Oh.
It's like a peanut butter powder, but you can actually add water and make peanut butter. Or you can just use it as a powder and mix it in other things.
And I just read the label to Bert. It's 90% less fat than regular peanut butter.
Oh, wow.
So instead of peanut butter being a fat, now it's a protein.
Right.
So
oh, that's interesting.
It's awesome. So you're just adding, it tastes like peanut butter.
If you mix it with like their vanilla shake or their chocolate shake and
oh
like
God.
Put a banana in, it is the most decadent thing. Like
it's
you
so good.
Feel like you're getting such a treat.
I agree. So I've used that like almost every day.
So good.
So I'm like, oh, let's add peanut butter.
Yeah.
And peanut butter and more peanut butter.
It's really good.
It is really
and
good.
And Costco sells it in a huge
It's like this
tub.
Big.
Yeah. Oh,
big tub. Like yeah. a gallon.
For nothing.
Yeah. Of course it is.
It's Costco. But it's really good. So that's been really cool. I've used that in yogurt and in my Shakeology. And I think the Shakeology, there's so many nutrients in that mm-hmm. product that you don't get even with all the other stuff she's eating, like a lot of antioxidants and stuff.
Right.
So I think that's really good. I wonder if that's what's making my skin look better.
It could be.
It may be. And the massive volumes of water.
Yeah.
I'm
all right. So are water. You drinking alcohol at all?
I drank one night.
Mm-hmm.
It replaced a carb
mm-hmm.
and I had one glass of wine
mm-hmm.
and Sandy Hayslip poured it. So it was a little more than 4 ounces.
It was a healthy pour.
It was a jug and a glass. So I was like, whatever.
I call that the Gallagher pour
or
the Gallagher splash. Cause Meg Gallagher, she'll always say, I just want a splash. And then if you give her a little splash, she's like, well, a little more than that. So then it ends up with like this jug of wine and we're, it's the Gallagher splash.
Oh yeah. I had the Gallagher splash. I had the Hayslip hooch.
Yeah.
So I did that one night, but I was like, you know what? It's okay.
Does she say not to, or what does she say?
No, she says to trade it for a carb.
Okay.
So if you know you're going to a dinner party, then have one less carb during the day mm-hmm. and that's your carb. So,
right.
which I don't think is not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would be dying without carbs. That'd be really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But besides those 2 days, I haven't really been hungry. But I did figure out if I ate yogurt and berries, which is one of her recommended breakfasts,
mm-hmm.
I am starving. Those 2 days, when you were asking me what I did,
yeah.
that was what I did for breakfast those 2 days.
Even if it's Greek yogurt, you're starving?
It was Greek yogurt.
Really?
Yes. But when
That's
I do one egg even.
You're fine.
One egg, one piece of whole grain toast, which is on the thing. It's on the list. You can have that. And fruit. Not hungry.
Could it be good because that's what you've always done?
It could be.
Yeah.
But Bert asked me, backtrack that day. I was really hungry. What have you eaten today? Did you eat enough? And I was like, I wonder if I started out with yogurt for breakfast, if that was not good.
Interesting.
Because,
and what time are you having? So you have your breakfast and then what time are you having your shake?
About 10 o'clock.
So this is like, I always have coffee and then I work and I'm like trying to work really fast. And so I don't eat. This is like the first time I've eaten, but I know that that's actually like not good according to her plan.
Not good, no.
So I should have eaten like oatmeal or something this morning, mm-hmm. but now this should be my snack.
Right.
But it's the first, I'm so curious to see how my body responds to that because I'm just so not a breakfast person. Like I don't,
right.
I prefer just to wait until.
So are you starting 11
today? No, because I go to Vegas for work on.
She's starting February.
I'm going to start the week I get back from Vegas.
Okay.
I leave on Saturday till Friday.
That's a long week.
I'm in denial.
And in Vegas, you can't, no can do.
Yeah.
No can do. Lynn is not, you're not going to do this plan.
No, I'm starting today.
You're starting this plan?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, but I'm not
you're not doing,
doing
the workouts.
I'm doing the workouts just on cardio. When it's like her cardio day, I'm going to Orange Theory.
I see. So you're trading
her
cardio for
that.
Their cardio.
For their cardio.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great way to customize it.
Yeah. So like today was cardio. Like her Mondays are cardio. So I didn't do that. I just switched.
Uh-huh.
So today was upper body.
Right.
So,
And what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Raspberries.
Yeah.
That's all.
But that's it?
Yeah. But like I'll go home and have a shake.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do this. It's great. And then we got a new puppy and then we got a new roof. And so like all these things and now my other dog's sick. So it's like, I can't get ahead. I can't get to normal. Uh-huh. I can't get to like a normal week. Cause I come home, I'm like trying to make my dog eat. Cause my dog's not eating.
What's wrong with her?
She doesn't like the puppy.
No,
it's not. It has nothing to do with the puppy. She has a mass in her mouth.
Oh no. Mm-hmm.
And they're not sure if it's infection or something else.
Oh, you know what? It's probably an abscess tooth.
She doesn't have a tooth there.
She doesn't have a tooth?
We had it pulled years ago.
Well, then it's probably not an abscess tooth.
Well, no. she could have chewed on something that caused some sort of cut or something in her mouth that's infected.
True, except Tulip doesn't too. Tulip doesn't chew on anything. Mm. But so she's on antibiotics and then she's not better by Tuesday. We have to take her in to get blood work to see if she's healthy enough to be under anesthesia, but she's at 14, so.
Oh, baby.
Then they have to take the biopsy, and then if it comes back, is positive, then they have to remove it, and they don't know, like, how much they'll have to remove, and it's, like, right here in her mouth, and I have a kid that keeps flipping out and texting me every half hour, how's she doing? So, it's like, I just can't get back to normal.
Right.
Like, I've gotten into a routine with the puppy.
Yep.
But now I have this other dog who's, you know, not feeling well, and then the puppy's messing with the dog, and it's just like, come on, people, just give me a break.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, working on it.
Yeah, doing your best.
Doing my best, and that's why, like, I hate cardio, and I'll just be like, screw it, I'm not going to do it. So I figured if I go to class, and I'm paying for the class, I'm going to go.
Then you're going to do it. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to go.
Well, if you want my week, I'll photocopy your because I want to keep it because I want to reference it. Okay, I'll give it to both of you. Yeah. It was way easier than I thought it would be, I have to say.
I want to compare it to what I did because I sat down this weekend and wrote out a week.
Yeah.
So I wrote out a week for the family and then my week underneath and what I could take from what they're eating and interchange it.
Got it.
I like this because I think you've done a more reading and more research on it than I have, and you have access to the Beachbody stuff more than I do.
Right.
And the time to kind of look at it. Like, I just feel like I'm swamped. I just feel like I can't get ahead.
Well, the 21 Day Fit Hub is free.
See, I didn't know about that.
So you don't need to.
So that's good.
And that has all the recipes. It has all the recipes, and it also had like the really good shopping list on there. And
there's another thing about the app. This is
I need to download
brilliant.
The app for
the
sure.
app is the 21 Day Tracker. It's a free app. What's really cool about it is in each day there's the colored containers, you know, and you if you push on the color container, if you tap on it, it will give you the list of items that can go in that container. So if you're grocery shopping and you're like, I just can't come up with a good vegetable, you can click on the green box on that app and it will give you the entire list of vegetables.
Okay, so it's a free app and it's free. 21 Day Fix Tracker.
Tracker. Official. It may just be called 21 Day Tracker, but it's
21 Day Fix Tracker.
That's it. Yep. That has been awesome because then if you're shopping, you have their entire list on your phone.
I see it.
You see
official.
It
says official, right?
It's official.
Yes. Yeah. It is white and purple, I think.
It is.
Yeah, it's white
I'm getting
and
it right now.
So, yeah, the 21 Day Fix Hub.
Did you hit get on
free.
Yours too, Lynn?
It's already downloaded.
Oh.
Just saying.
But, yeah, the 21 Day Fix Hub, 21dayfix.com, 21dayfixhub.com is free. And it has recipes and... What else is in there? There's a bunch of stuff on that website, and that one you don't have to be in the Beachbody On Demand portal. But again, the Beachbody On Demand portal is like $200 for a year subscription. Isn't it $199 or $190?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's really inexpensive, and you can get a 30-day free trial if you text BERT, B-E-R-T, to 303030. You can try it for 30 days. So that's kind of cool. Free advertisement for Beachbody.
Yeah, but I know, right? You would think that You were like on staff. I mean,
I know. I'm a big fan.
When you believe in something, you know, it's easy to push it when it's working. Yeah.
Yes. Easy to talk about.
Yeah.
Speaking of talking about something that you said last week has stuck with me all week, Jeannie.
Yes.
When we were talking about why we hold our weight and you said exhaustion.
Yeah.
I started reading Arianna Huffington's book about sleep. Uh-huh. Do you know about this book?
No, but I do love her.
I love her too.
Yeah.
She collapsed from exhaustion because she had only been sleeping about 4 hours a night. And her body shut down, and she collapsed, broke her cheekbone on her desk, and they kept running all these tests, and her diagnosis was exhaustion, that she had just run herself to the point where her body shut down.
Wow.
So I'm only probably a third through the book, so mm-hmm. I don't really want to talk about the book that much.
Yeah.
But part of what you said about exhaustion, and then we started talking about depression.
Yeah.
This is what I've been thinking about all week. Is I think that my to-do list and my inability to complete it in what I consider a timely manner makes me feel bad about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Totally.
Where you have something on your to-do list that carries over week mm-hmm. after week
yes.
after week, and yep. you go, why can't I just get that done?
Uh-huh.
So I thought to myself, how do you fix that problem, right? Life is life.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some things that are just going to keep getting pushed. So perhaps it's a shift in paradigm. Perhaps you have to look at your to-do list in a different way, you know, where you have to expect less, lower your expectations.
Right.
So what are you laughing about, Lynn?
I'm just laughing because I had a mommy me class. And so it would be like the first half hour, you're watching kids while one half of their parents go and talk, and then you switch, and then the next kid.
You did a Mommy and Me class that was separate from the Mommy and Me class you did with me?
Yes.
She was cheating on you.
Sorry, cheating.
And by the way, didn't share it. In the other Mommy and Me class.
So she would say,
didn't share.
Everyone's like, you know, my kid's doing this, and it's now, and the teacher's like, lower your expectations. Like, she put her hands up and just like, a meter and just be like, you got to lower your expectations. Your expectations are way too high. Like, you can't do this. And also, so when you said lower your expectations,
right.
I'm just seeing this old lady do this.
This old lady lower her expectations.
By the way, we also had an old lady who did our Mommy and Me class.
Yes.
How funny. I didn't do Mommy and Me.
You were going to two old ladies.
I was going to two old ladies. And the other thing that another older woman said was that on your to-do list, she said it's always really important, you're never gonna get through all of it, but make sure you put on one or two things that you know for sure you're gonna get done.
I see.
So even if it's like
take out the trash,
whatever. Yeah. It's just something
attainable,
because the art of just crossing that off is so psychologically fulfilling.
Oh my God, those days,
things that you can cross off
when you right. get all this stuff down, like there, it could be the stupidest thing. Like a day that I actually got, I had been needing to go to the post office for days.
Yeah,
it's not far.
Yeah, you know, right. It's
not far from us.
No.
And I finally got to the post office. I dropped off two gifts that were like Christmas gifts, meanwhile, almost a month late. Like, right. I got shit done. And right. I was like, at the end of the day, I just sat down. I was like, so yeah. proud of myself. Like,
right.
I got stuff done today. Right. Other than just my work and picking and dropping off my kids. Like,
right.
I yeah. actually got stuff done. And also, something we talked about last week, that, and then, you know, I just said, no, I'm not starting until I get back from Vegas. And one of the reasons I said it is because I feel like I half-ass a lot and I don't want to half-ass it.
Right.
And then you said, you know, I was going to start, and then, you know, the dog got sick and this and that, you know, part of me is like, when you started saying that earlier, was thinking to myself, if you keep putting it off and saying you want to wait because you don't want to half-ass it, there's never going to be a perfect time.
Right.
There's never going to be a perfect time.
Because the dog gets sick. And
so, like, maybe it's okay for me just to start it.
Yeah.
And then have to stop for a little because I go away for work, and then restart it and say, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, my expectations of doing it perfectly, which is what I want to do.
Right.
Maybe are too high. Maybe right. I need to like lower my little thing. Cause that the whole time you were talking before, I was like, you know, if we look at it that way, there's never going to be a perfect time.
No.
Because something is always going to happen.
Yeah.
Always. No matter what. Like, that's just our life right now. And it feels like it's never perfect, but it's perfect for what it is right now. Like, we have young children. We all are crazy busy with different jobs. We have animals. We have all these things.
Yeah.
So it's, like our imperfections right now are what makes it perfect, because someday we'll be so sad when it's not like this anymore. We'll be like, oh, I miss the craziness. I'm sure we will. But
we will. I was saying that to Bert last night. I am anticipating missing my kids a lot.
Yeah. So I just feel like there's never going to be a perfect time.
No, there's not. So with the shift in paradigm I was thinking of, coincidentally this morning, I'm walking the dogs and listening. I'm listening to Ariana's book on Audible. And she says, or the woman that's reading the book says...
Oh, but she has such a good voice. They didn't let
her
read it.
I know. Someone else read it. I was like, damn.
She has the best voice ever.
I love her. But this woman also has a great voice.
I could listen to Ariana Huffington all day long, though.
This woman's Greek or something as well. She's definitely not American of origin. But she said they're used to... pre-industrial revolution, there was a saying that went, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for sleep, and 8 hours for whatever I want. And I went, maybe that should be my paradigm shift. Maybe I should say 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for whatever I want.
Right.
And see and adjust my to-do list to try and fit it in that paradigm. Mm-hmm. Because my work is partly my kids. Obviously, I get up at 5:45 for Georgia. I'm not going to be done at like whatever 8 hours after that is.
Sorry, girls. I'm clocked out.
I know. Right? I'm clocked out. I'm overtime.
I clocked out before dinner, but you know where everything is.
I'm working overtime now. You got to pay me double. Wait, you pay me nothing. So double of nothing is nothing. Never mind. But I was like, I wonder if I could spread that 8 hours out.
Yeah.
And somewhere in the middle, like 4 hours work and then something in the middle when the kids are at school, mm-hmm. and maybe right when they get out of school, where you make your own snack, you do your own homework. I'm off the clock.
Right.
I'll be back on the clock at 4:30. From 4:30 to 8:30, I'm mom again. Yeah. But I was like, how do we, that sounds really balanced. I mean, it is 24 divided by 3.
Right. Yeah.
So it's pretty freaking balanced.
Yeah.
So I was like, I may try to see how I can make that
find your 8
shift.
Hours. Yeah.
Yeah, to find... And 8 hours, by the way, this, what we're doing right now, would be part of the 8 hours of doing what I want.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not work.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work.
No, right.
So we're not getting paid. We don't have any sponsors. So this would qualify as the 8 hours where I is for me.
Right.
I do it for me. But 8 hours seems like selfish. It seems indulgent.
Seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot.
I know. I'm like, God, if I could get 4.
If I could get 1 is what I'm thinking. Because
definitely I walk both my dogs a day, and that's an hour. And I cherish that hour. I love
it.
Absolutely love it. It's like the silliest thing, but it's like my mind can just go do its own thing. And it brings them lots of joy, and that makes me happy. And so it's like, that's one of my hours.
That's one of your hours.
I'm trying
of
to like
the
figure
eight.
Out where my hours are, where what I can do.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think, Lynn?
I mean, I would love that. My problem is I have to just stop taking on things.
Yes.
You? What, are you crazy?
Yeah. Both of you.
Not me. What am I taking on?
I was guilty of it too, definitely.
All I have is
Girl
Scouts.
But I feel like
that's
when your kids are in elementary school and neither of ours are anymore. And so you
still... But I'm not even doing anything in the elementary school. It's at the middle school.
Oh.
Like, I wish that was mine. I said bye-bye to the elementary school a while
ago. I'm more involved in the high school, Elijah's high school. But even then, it's on a very... There's like one person who works there who I love. So if she asks me to do something, I'm like, whatever you need. But it's very much on a, not a regular, it's like just all of a sudden she's like, can you come in tomorrow? And I get excited. I love it.
That would be part of my
8 hours because I love that. But like, I'm doing so little. It's weird. And I thought I was going to miss it. And I thought I was going to be so sad, and I don't.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Total same.
I wish.
I thought that I would walk past our elementary school and I thought that I would get sad and emotional. I was like, I almost wished I didn't live so close.
I'm the same way. I don't, not at all.
It makes me happy to hear good things about it.
Me too.
And that hear good things are happening, or hear positive things about our teachers or anything. That makes me happy. But it was a time and we moved on, and I'm okay with that.
It had a purpose. I think for our family, it got us an urban family. Uh-huh. That school created all of our adult friends, mm-hmm. and the
same
friends the kids have.
Totally.
Yeah. That's what the more than just obviously educating our children.
Yes.
The purpose was to create your own little village. of people you care about.
It's a unique, we're very lucky.
We are.
Like, I know it exists in other places, but I feel like it is somewhat where, you know, I other friends who have kids in schools in this immediate area
right.
are like, God, I didn't get what you got. Like,
no,
I didn't
me
get
too.
Those friends.
Yeah.
And so I feel really lucky for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've moved on.
Yeah, I have too. I have too. And I have to say, sometimes it's weird because I was always the parent asked to chaperone, always the parent to chair a committee. And at their current middle school, I am not. Like, yeah. I have to say, hey, I would like to chaperone. And they have been saying, we're all full. So yeah. I haven't been involved in, as particularly Isla, in her trajectory through sixth grade. I've been absent. And not because I have necessarily wanted to be absent. They're like, we don't need it. We're good. Yeah. So
I just volunteer for one thing. And then and then it's just
snowballed.
Been a nightmare. It's just been a nightmare.
Wait, are you talking about the field trip?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like bus companies and not calling back. And you know, middle school, oh. like, the money was there. And it's like, oh, well, we can pay for a $2,500 coach.
Right.
Well, the middle school can't.
Right.
And then they have to get a regular bus company. It's just, and it's going through, like, 60 bus companies that are approved by the school district.
Yeah.
And getting there. It's just
a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. And it's like sitting down to make those phone calls on all these people, it's just really time consuming. Mm-hmm. And I hate it.
Right.
I'm so mad at myself.
Well, Leanne's not doing anything.
Leanne's not volunteering either, by the way. Leanne's not volunteering.
You guys are in different academies.
We're in different academies, yes.
Bummer.
Yeah, no, we're not related.
Yeah.
Thank God, because she would probably be asking me and I'd have to go, I'm full up. No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's so funny because always with the fair, when, you know, there's a big fundraiser at our elementary school we call the fair. It's called the World Fair. And it takes a massive amount of volunteerism to pull it off. There's like 8,000 people visit this fair, something
That's
like
what they
that.
Say, yeah.
It's crazy. And we build
the
whole fair.
Well, the amount of money it makes is what's super
It
crazy.
Makes like $120,000 in one day. And not even a whole day. In like 6 hours. It's insane.
Amazing.
And it's built, like, physically built over 4 days and torn down in one. It's crazy. Yeah. But I remember compartmentalizing that into, even though I didn't know I was doing 8 hour, 8 hour, 8 hour, and I wasn't, but I remember saying, I chose this, so I can't complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
I signed up to be a Girl Scout troop leader. So when Girl Scout sucks and no one replies to my emails and no one turns in their paperwork and no one pays their check, I can complain a little bit, but at the end of the day, if I compartmentalize my 8 hour, 8 hour, 8 hour, it's got to go into the one for me. It doesn't go into my work, because if I put it in my work, I'll start hating it.
Right.
But if I chose that, that's always been my perspective. I'm not saying that should be yours or that it isn't yours.
Yeah.
But that's how I, with the fair, when the fair would get dramatic, I would go, I signed up for this, right?
Yeah.
I can complain a little bit, but after a certain point, it's on me.
Right.
It's my responsibility.
But yes, I totally get that.
Yeah.
My problem is, let me do it my way and mm-hmm. it'll get done.
Right.
And it'll get done.
And leave me alone. Right.
And leave me alone. Right.
Pretty easily. But then when you start, like last week, I had this other academy call me and they're like, so I don't have enough people to send on my trip, so I'm going to send them with you. I'm like, what the fuck? No, you're not.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I have a bus that has 32 kids. I'm not taking your kids. And my bus holds 40 people. We'll just get a bigger bus. I got in a fight with someone you all know. And I said, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Can't wait to hear as soon as the mic.
I know. Who is that?
I was like, I don't care. You can do whatever you want, but I'm doing this. I've already done it. I'm not going to redo it all for you because you can't get your shit together.
And because you show up now at the 11th hour.
Right.
No,
that's
and
not
that's
fair.
Just it. It's like, but I already did this. And then they go and talk to this person at the school. And then it comes down, trickles down. And it's like, you know what? Fuck it. You do it.
Yeah.
Like, I said I would do it and I'm going to do it, but let me do it my way.
Right.
Just because it would be done.
Yeah, that is the hard part. Now, for sure, we've set up the Girl Scouts where I do all this, my stuff my way. And then with the fair, the first year, I worked and figured out. I was like, I'm going to separate this off because I can just do this my way.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
But I couldn't have done it if I had to do it like in a different way.
Well, I definitely have tried to choose jobs that were volunteer jobs that let me be an island.
Yeah, right.
Definitely. I was very careful about what I was signing up for.
Yeah. And this was supposed to be my island. And then it somehow.
It was invaded.
It was invaded.
A pirate showed up.
A pirate showed up.
They started looting your shit.
They did.
They looted your bus.
They looted my bus.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We should write a book about parents volunteering and call it My Island.
An island of my own. The invasion
How
of my island.
How to volunteer successfully.
I've been invaded and I want the hell out.
Yeah, no, I think the one thing that I could do on my own and take care of and make sure that my kid was going to be able to do an overnight camp. That's all I wanted. I wanted to make sure he had that.
Right.
Because, or else, I don't know if it wouldn't have happened because they went last year and it was a complete disaster. And that's, I'm like, I just want him to go to Pally Camp, have fun. He loved it last year. He'll love it again. They're actually going in
April.
Are you
using the same bus people we used?
No, because I don't have the money for them.
Oh. Because they were good.
No, I know. I know. And
they
tried
were pricey,
they
too.
They were pricey, but they were so good. But they were, we got driver's names. We got all that stuff.
You have to get driver's names because LAUSD makes you have driver's names. It's like $1,500 more.
Oh,
and it will, at their current school, that's a lot.
But I was about to say, though, the other thing, you can't get a bigger bus. Do you remember why?
No, I'm not. I don't need a bigger bus.
Oh, she was asking you to, because the buses can't go on those roads. Remember, we found that out last year. That's why we had to pay for that extra bus, is because the bigger buses can't go.
Yeah, no, my bus holds 40 people, so it's totally fine.
Yeah.
But it's not going to hold the other academy worth of people. Yeah. It's whatever. But that's, so I do try to pick stuff that is just mine, like I can do, and I can do it my way, and I feel fulfilled by doing it. But then people come in and I don't do well with that.
No.
Right.
I hear you.
Right.
Because I set it up. Like, I set up my life to take on what I can take on. And I was so glad I was getting out of the fair this year.
Yeah. Are you out of it totally?
I'm not here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not here.
That's right. You're at a wedding.
That's one way to do it.
It is.
That's one way. Your predecessor did it that way.
Yes.
That's true.
Got a wedding in France. See you later.
Uh-huh. I did give my partner a lot more time to.
You did. Yeah, that was last second.
That was last second. But like I found out way back when, and I told her, and so I do feel bad because she's high and dry, but. Let's be honest. If this hadn't happened.
But is she high and dry? She's not high and dry.
She's been taking control anyways. Doesn't matter.
I know. But I feel bad.
She's not high and dry because you guys set up a system and the system is still there.
That's true.
And so she's fine. It's totally different than when you showed up and there was less of a system or a different system that maybe needed some tweaking.
Right.
And nothing wrong with the system that was before you. It just needed a little refining, a little fine tuning. And now you fine tuned it and it's like a well-oiled machine.
And that's true. That's true. Yeah. And I'm glad, because if not, then I would still be there. Like if I didn't have a wedding to go to on that day, I would walk away. But
well, if anything, Lynn, you're a fairly ethical person. So it would be against your ethics to leave somebody in the lurch without plenty of notice.
You would never do that.
You would never do that.
Yeah.
That is against your character.
Yeah.
That's against your character.
But the wedding made it a lot easier. I mean, because I'm not a lot easier because I've always wanted to step away, but definitely have to now. So,
right.
And I gave her, the second they were considering that weekend, I told her, I was like, I just want to let you know. So start finding someone.
It was serendipitous.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's the one good thing about the wedding.
That's the one good thing about the wedding.
By the way, I haven't shared this yet, but I got a Roomba.
What?
You did?
When she came to visit, she bought me a Roomba.
She did?
But I'm convinced she did it because I vacuumed twice when she was here. I mean, we have two dogs. Like, yeah. There's a lot of hair.
I vacuum daily.
So she was here from Thursday to Monday, and I vacuumed twice during that time. And, you know, growing up in Ohio, you know, she didn't work. It was like, it was a different time.
Yeah.
And we had a housekeeper. Like, I don't know that I ever recall seeing my mother vacuum. Like, that's just not, she just didn't.
Right.
So, I think her seeing me like working full time and then like when I got a break, vacuuming,
right,
which I guess would fall into my 8 hours.
Yes, it would. That would fall into your work. That would fall into your work.
It would
8 hours.
Into my work. No, it would actually falling into my personal, because it's like that was like I was taking a break from work to go vacuum.
No, that's taking from your personal. That's a deficit. That's not
but
okay.
I think it really bothered her, and so she, as soon as she got home, she forwards me the order confirmation.
Oh,
and was like, I wanted to thank you for my stay. And, you know, it's my mom. Like, yeah, as if she needs to send me a
no,
gift.
No, not necessary, yeah.
It was for a Roomba. And I already came. And that little sucker, I have to name it. I'm still trying to figure out a name. But it works. It's ass off. I mean, like, I one day ran it for 2 hours, had to empty it twice. Like, it was full.
Wow.
It's going under my bed, under sofas, like everywhere. I love it.
And
I,
Bailey doesn't chase it?
No, they're kind of scared of it. Like, if it comes into the room, they get up and leave.
Because Priscilla attacks our vacuum.
Oh, really?
I've thought about getting a Roomba, but she literally, like, attacks it, where I have to put her up so that I can vacuum, or she will bite. I mean, she goes after
mine are
it.
Kind of annoyed by it, and they just like are like, oh, that thing again, and they just get up and leave the room.
So that's my hesitation with buying it. I don't want to spend the money and have my 140 yeah. pound dog eat it the first day.
And the other thing my mom did, which was not subtle, was my
was not subtle.
My kitchen hasn't been painted in the 10 years since we moved in, and it's kind of one of those things that you look at it every day and like it doesn't like necessarily like you're just used to looking at it.
Yeah,
but yes, the paint. Could it, you know, it's chipping, it definitely like has stains on it, like it could for sure use some updating. So she left a check on the kitchen island, and I was like, what's that for? And she's like, oh, I just thought you might want to repaint your kitchen.
Yeah, that's not subtle.
I was like,
in case you were thinking about it, here you go, just do it.
She's like, I think the colors you have are great, so you know, like if I'm gonna pay for it, do it the color I want, was the other.
Oh my god,
these colors are great, I would just have it redone. It's like, okay.
Thanks, Mom.
Good to know.
Thanks, sort of.
But I think we'll wait to do it until after the renovation because of the
have
dust and
it.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, just have him do it.
But it was very funny. I was like, this was an interesting visit. I got a Roomba and a kitchen repaint.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's funny. My dad was here. I got a fence.
So she said she's coming back in May to see Sasha's play. And my husband's like, oh, I can't wait to see what we get.
What do we get that time? Let's put a flat tire on all our cars and see if we get new tires.
She told me, like, this is years ago, she told me this story about that she used to, when her father, and so this will date it, when her father used to come visit, she would wear dresses, like, and have the slips showing, hanging out and stuff, which is so funny because it totally dates, like,
yeah.
Because he would be, like, appalled and be like, Marie, you know, like, what are you wearing? This dress is old. You know, you shouldn't be wearing. And he would like give her all this money to go shopping.
Oh, my God.
Because he would think that she couldn't afford to wear nice dresses. Of course, she had a closet probably full of nice dresses, but like wanted more. And so she that would be her trick. And so I was due for my root color, but it wasn't 5 weeks yet. And I also, because I'm about to go on a work trip, I have to time it like where I need to get it done so that there's no roots showing. Gray roots, by the way, not other roots. so that there's no roots showing while I'm away for work. And so it was just timing wise it was going to look really bad when she was here, so I kept joking, it's like I'm with me showing my mom my roots is like her showing her dad her slip, like I'm like she'll be like, oh, you should get your hair colored. So that's all I was really hoping for.
Well, it's just a hair color, but instead you got a Roomba and paint for the kitchen. I don't know, it's kind of an upgrade,
but I'm wondering if she was like, they must not have any money, I mean look at her roots.
Hey,
oh my god, that's
funny.
Really
funny.
Look at her roots. Oh my god, shocking.
I know.
Shocking.
That's me showing my roots is like my mom showing her
slip. It's the proverbial slip.
Totally. It's the 60s to the, you know, 2018. That's the difference.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I don't have my watch on. What time is it? Anybody know?
11:52.
Okay, we're right at an hour again.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. I have another thing I want to talk to you about, but we don't have enough time. We'll have to do it next time.
Okay.
Bert and I did a podcast about the hashtag Me Too,
uh-huh.
and I'm getting a lot of response on email from it. So the next time we get together, maybe we should discuss that. If you're so inclined to listen to his podcast, I'm the guest.
Okay.
If you want, you can. And then
Eric says it's good.
He did?
I want to listen to it. I mean, I have definite feelings on that. So
I'm getting a lot of... thank you so much for telling your story and a lot of really amazing positive feedback. But I have so many opinions about that issue that I discussed with Bert a little bit. But I think that I'd like to hear what your opinions are about hashtag Me Too.
Okay.
And everything that's going on around that kind of woman's movement, women's march, women's empowerment, and the positive is in the negatives, because there's negatives to every movement, mm-hmm. right? What there. So maybe next time we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And the 21-day fix.
So I'm gone next Monday.
You are. So we'll figure it out another day.
Okay. Well, I could do it the Monday after that, which would be my first day on the 21-day fix, which is...
That'll be your last.
That'll be probably about my last.
Oh, my God.
I will have just finished.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you would have just finished.
I will have finished
Monday,
the day
February
before.
5th.
Okay. We could do that. But can you do that, Halston? Monday, February 5th? Can you do that, Lynn?
I think so.
Okay, cool.
I may have to go with my mother-in-law. But
Go with your mother-in-law? Where are you going?
She's having me. She's my father-in-law's 50th, his birthday party. Mm-hmm. So she asked me to go. I think it's the week after.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll reconvene then. Good. I may do another podcast in between. But let's talk about that, because I'm interested to hear what you guys say.
Yeah, no, I it's a very interesting topic, and I definitely have feelings on it, and especially right now, there's just, it's so, with the Women's March, and then the women wearing all black to the Golden Globes, and last night at SAG, more speeches. I mean, I find it, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it next time. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
All right, so I'm going to put it February 5th, 11 to 12 in my calendar, and then if it needs to change, we can change it. I can't do it that Tuesday, because I already have meetings for that day, but that Monday works.
Monday's fine for me, too.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
See you next time. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a